Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden directly to China's coercive and increasingly aggressive actions toward Taiwan during the first in-person meeting of his presidency with Xi Jinping, as the two superpower leaders aimed on Monday to manage their differences in the competition of global influence. The nearly three-hour meeting was the highlight of Biden's week-long round-the-world trip to Middle East and Asia and came at a critical juncture for the two countries amid increasing economic and security tensions. Speaking at a news conference afterward, Biden said that when it comes to China, the U.S. would compete vigorously, but I'm not looking for a conflict. And an AP interview, Scott Kennedy with CSIS says that U.S.-China relationship is going to be a challenging one.
These are two countries with very different interests, very different values that are taking the measure of each other and figuring out how they're going to be in this competition for some time.
Biden reiterated U.S. support for its long-standing one-China policy, which recognizes the government in Beijing, while allowing for informal American relations and defense ties with Taipei and strategic ambiguity over whether the U.S. would respond militarily if the island were attacked. He also said that despite China's recent saber-rattling, he does not believe there is any imminent attempt on the part of China to invade Taiwan. President Biden was set to try to cajole the world's largest economies to further isolate Russia diplomatically and economically over its invasion of Ukraine, despite a souring global outlook that has festered and tested other nations' resolve. In meetings Tuesday at the Group of 20 in Indonesia, the U.S. leader is to continue a global tour pressing nations to stand up to Russia. This is VOA News. The United Nations General Assembly has called for Russia's reparations to Ukraine. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution calling for Russia to be held accountable for violating international law by invading Ukraine, including by paying reparations for widespread damage to the country and for Ukrainians killed and injured during the war. The vote in the 193-member world body was 94-14 with 73 abstentions. It was close to the lowest level of support received by any of the five Ukraine-related resolutions adopted by the General Assembly since Russia's February 24th invasion. I'm Norman Hall.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky triumphantly walked the streets of the newly liberated city of Kherson on Monday, hailing Russia's withdrawal as the beginning of the end of the war, but also acknowledging the heavy price Ukrainian troops are paying in the grinding effort to push back the invaders. The retaking of Kherson was one of Ukraine's biggest successes in the nearly nine-month-old war. Dealing another stinging blow to the Kremlin could serve as a springboard for more advances into occupied territory. President Joe Biden called it a significant victory for Ukraine. Turkish police said Monday that they have detained a Syrian woman with suspected links to Kurdish militants and that she confessed to planting a bomb that exploded on a bustling pedestrian avenue in Istanbul, killing six people and wounding several dozen others. Kurdish militants strongly denied any links to that bombing. Sunday's explosion in a popular thoroughfare aligned with shops and restaurants that leads to a popular square. Police later identified the suspect as Alam al-Bashir, a Syrian citizen. The Istanbul Police Department said video from around 1,200 security cameras were reviewed and raids were carried out at 21 locations. At least 46 other people were detained for questioning. Authorities said a University of Virginia student, former member of the school's football team, fatally shot three current players as they returned from a field trip. The shooting set off panic in a 12-hour lockdown of the campus until the suspect was captured Monday. Students who were told to shelter in place beginning late Sunday described terrifying hours in hiding. While police searched for the gunman through the night, students sought safety in closets, dorm rooms, libraries, and apartments. And they listened to police scanners and tried to remember everything they were taught as children during active shooter drills. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.